Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that you guys are doing well. We are in the month of March, and as I have been talking about all month, it was a year ago this month that the COVID event really began to surface here in the United States. And a year later, we are over 500,000 people that we have lost, loved ones that have lost their lives to this horrible virus. But we are so thankful to God that there are avenues now to help us combat this virus. We have medicine to help those that are sick. But most importantly, we now have three approved vaccines that are available. Please sign up to get a vaccination as soon as possible. The governor of Georgia dropped the age down to 55. He also included people with chronic health issues like high blood pressure, hypertension, a lot of other things. You need to go to the State of Georgia COVID website and see if you are available. Is www.myvaccinegeorgia.gov, and you can go to that site and you can look at the criteria, the eligibility, to see if you are eligible. They opened up a mass vaccination site here in Columbus at the Civic Center this week, but you have to be signed up to go get that shot. You guys, this is the way we're going to get ahead of this virus. This is the way we're going to get back to a normal society. So please, 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 you've heard the many shows, family members on here talking about loved ones, people who overcame the virus from a ventilator back to a vibrant life. We've had those conversations. You know how dangerous it is. So let's get that done, please. Also, as I mentioned to you, and I've been mentioning in the last couple weeks, we are in a severe weather period. This is the time of year where we begin to see strong storms. We had some strong storms move through earlier this week, had some light damage in the area. I'm praying that everyone is okay and able to rebuild back those that had losses. But we certainly got to be mindful of that. Make sure you have your weather radios, your phone app sets to give you the alerts and things of that nature. And last but not least, this is Women's History Month. And all month we've been highlighting amazing local women who have done phenomenal things throughout their career here in the Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley area. The person that I want to highlight for this Sunday show is our former clerk of municipal court, Ms. Vivian Creighton Bishop. As you guys know, she retired this year after serving over 20 years in office. As a matter of fact, she was the first African-American woman elected to countywide office, citywide office here in Columbus, Muskogee County as our municipal court clerk. And as you know, Ms. Bishop, like I know Ms. Bishop, she is still very busy. She is still engaged. Of course, that's the wife of our Congressman Sanford Bishop. And she is just such a phenomenal woman. So, Ms. Vivian Creighton Bishop, we want to thank you for all that you have done, all that you continue to do. And we want to honor you as our honoree for today's show, to recognize Women History Month and recognize our own local history. Now, I tell you guys, I'm excited about the show that I have today. There's an organization that I just absolutely love. Not that I fit the category yet to be a member of it, but I absolutely love it because their mission is tailored to help a population of individuals that I care so much about personally. And those are our seniors. Anybody that know me, you will tell me, do not mess with our babies and don't mess with our seniors. Those are two groups of people that I get very angry about. If someone actually tries to harm them, tries to abuse them, try to use them, I do not play those games. So I'm excited today for all of my listeners out there that fit the category of senior. Be proud of that. That's an honor. It's a blessing. I pray that I one day reach that age to be in that category. But I am honored to have with me today the leader of that organization right here in the state of Georgia, a phenomenal woman herself, a woman of vision, a woman of leadership, a woman of guidance, a woman of with a godly presence. I mean, when she walks in room, people pay attention. So this lady here, she is embracing us this weekend, you guys, this Sunday, with her message, with her direct message about what's happening. I am glad and honored and excited to have with us Miss Deborah Tyler Horton, who is the AARP Georgia State Directive. How are you doing today, Ms. Horton?
Teddy, hello there. How are you? Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I am feeling blessed.
Well, that is great. Well, Ms. Horton, to be honest, the introduction wasn't long enough for you because, you know, your skills, your experience, your education, everything on top of that, you are just one magnificent woman yourself that I'm just glad to be talking to you during the Women's History Month, because one day someone will be telling your story with everything that you're doing, the impact that you're having right here in Georgia with AARP. And we want to learn more with the little time that we're going to have with you. So let's just simply start off by telling my listeners today, what exactly is AARP for those who may not know?
Well, thank you, Teddy. Again, thank you for the introduction. And the first thing I want to say about AARP, you don't have to wait till you're 50 to utilize and access the information we provide. So I wanted you to know that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
AARP is the nation's largest nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering people to choose how they live as they age. 8 million members. Teddy, did I lose
wow.
you?
Yes, ma'am. We're here. You say you have 8 million members?
So we have 38 million
members
across the country.
Mm-hmm.
With over 1 million of those members right here in Georgia.
Wow.
We have an AARP office in every state, including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So we, no matter where you live and you're listening to this call today, you might be driving through Georgia and hear this call and be in another state. There's a state office where you live to assist you with any of the information we're talking about today.
Wow, that is so awesome. So you're the state director for the state of Georgia. Are there state-specific initiatives, or how much freedom are you allowed to have with your reach out to the over 1 million members of the AARP here in Georgia?
So I'll tell you, you know, we have, it's a social mission organization, and we're structured to empower people to choose how they live as they age. So, yes, there's areas that every state office focuses on, whether it's health, wealth, and self. But, yes, there's specific things that we may be working on in Georgia that's just specific to Georgia's advocacy or Georgia's legislative session. But overarching, those topic areas, health, wealth, and self, go across the country. So all state offices are talking about these initiatives. And we may be, you know, how we are here in Georgia. We like to show up and show out
a little bit.
Might be doing some things in Georgia that other states might not be doing, but they can learn from us.
But that's the Georgia way. That's the Georgia way. So I know this month, particularly for March, you guys have focused on debt and savings as the theme of the month. Talk to us about that theme and what particularly has happened with that here in Georgia.
So I'd love to share some things that are coming up that our listeners might want to be able to access our website to get more information on. So one of the first things you talked about was the vaccine. So COVID is front and center in everyone's mind. So the COVID-19 has wreaked havoc with a lot of people's finances, and there's uncertainty about that. So AARP has online tools to help people better understand their finances. There's an AARP money map. It's an online tool that helps you manage unexpected medical, car, home expenses. And I want to give the website on where you can get more information about it. So I hope our listeners have pen and pad handy. That website is moneymap.aarp.org. So let me take it. Can I say it one more time?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
https://moneymap.aarp.org. www.aarp.org. And if you go to that site, it has tools and tips on negotiating your costs, suggesting different payment methods. So I think that's really important. Social Security resources are available. Tools that answer top questions you have about your benefits. Especially benefits are calculated and how to apply your Social Security. And all of these resources are found on AARP website. So most of us are home, a little bit more time on our hands than we normally have. It's a great opportunity to get on your computer, pull up the AARP site. Even if you don't remember that link, if you go to AARP.org and put in debt and savings, you'll be able to access this information.
That is some great information, Ms. Deborah. And you know, my grandmother retired from working with the state of Georgia for 35 years. She worked at Central State Hospital in Millersville, where she cleaned floors and toilets and cleaned beds for disabled veterans and people with disabilities. And my grandmother, she loved her job. She was a part of that generation where she didn't have an opportunity to go beyond the 10th grade in high school, but she set the foundation so that I could be the first in my family to go to college and obtain a college education. One thing I remember my grandmother having to deal with was that she wasn't aware after retiring that she had to continue to file taxes. Even if she wasn't making any money, she still had to file the tax paperwork. And I know AARP does a great job with providing tax aid to your senior members and the population of the AARP. Can you talk about that a little bit for me?
Yes, it's tax season. So, Teddy, this is the right thing for us to be talking about right now. And AARP has been doing this for numerous years. We have tax aid volunteers trained and IRS certified every year to make sure they know about and understand the latest changes, additions to the tax code. And last year with COVID, that's going to be critical mm-hmm. for us to understand what we can file, how we can file it around COVID-19. So we have the tax aid volunteers ready and available. And it's designed to help those of 50 plus, and if you're not 50 plus, those with low to moderate income. This service is free. Teddy,
wow.
Tell them what I said.
She said it's free, you guys. It is free. F-R-E-E. It's free. And sometimes we know from Representative Calvin Smyer that even freedom ain't free. But this service here is absolutely free. Ms. Deborah, I love it. I love it.
So I want to give the number where you could call. So due to COVID, let me just say, though, due to COVID-19, tax aid is offering help remotely. But some locations are holding in-person visits by appointment. So this is the number you would need to call. It's 1-888-227-7669. That's 1-888-227-7669. And then at that number, they will be able to tell you, depending on where you're located, if there's a facility that you can bring and drop your papers off, or if they're going to help you remotely. And if for those that have been familiar with AARP for years or who have done taxes with AARP, know that we had locations set up all over Georgia in churches and community centers where you could go and get your taxes done free. But like everything else, we've got to be able to modify and keep people safe. So we're working under this umbrella of COVID-19 and safety first.
Absolutely. And you guys, just for informational purposes, for those of you who are still scrambling to find your pen and your pad, the main AARP Georgia website is www.aarp.org/GA. A, or backslash, is the one that leans to the right at the top. So that's
www. You're right. It's a forward slash.
It's a forward slash. Okay. www.aarp.org/GA. There you can at least find the basic contact information, but if you keep drilling down, you will find everything that Miss Deborah is talking about today. All these contact numbers, you'll find yourself on additional websites that's showing you the information about the different events that we're discussing. Just wanted you to have that, because there will be a lot of information that's dropped today, and this is important. This information is so important because, you know, Ms. Deborah, I don't think people are really materializing the economic impact that COVID is having on our society, which is why the Biden administration pushed that $1.9 trillion COVID relief package. Is not just young people that couldn't work anymore, but it was many of our seniors that still have part-time jobs to supplement their fixed income. And it was so many other different things. So it's not, you know, just a certain population that's impacted. It's everyone. It's everyone. So this information is so important.
And it's important as you do your taxes, because those dollars were not, you don't have to claim tax on. So it's so important to talk to a professional to help you through, to understand on how to file your taxes.
Absolutely. Now I also understand that AARP Georgia does quite a few events, you know, throughout the state, virtually, sometimes in person, you know, that'll pick back up when COVID eases away. But something that you guys do is called Meeting at the Table. And I just thought that was phenomenal. Tell us about Meeting at the Table.
So, okay, I just want you to say, you're right. We do events all the time. And because of the climate, you know, and we have to do virtual, we are trying to make sure that we can still keep our supporters and our community and the people that we care so much about, and as you mentioned earlier, our seniors, engaged. So we have all kinds of events going on, from conversations to concerts to yoga, online yoga. So I want to tell you about an event that's coming up on March 21st, starting at 1:00, and it's called Meeting at the Table. And it's the editor's best-selling author, Tina McElry Ansa, and National Association of Black Journalists Hall of Famer, also a former AARP Georgia Executive Council member, Wanda Lloyd, will host a discussion about the anthology they edited, and it's called Meeting at the Table. So Meeting at the Table stems from a collection of essays written by African-American women. So here we are celebrating Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Women including Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom, Bishop Bashir McKenzie, African Methodist Episcopal Church, and Anika Noni Rose, Dream Girls for Colored Girls, Jingle Jungle, and several other women. So we're hoping you can join us. This is going to be an awesome Saturday afternoon event, conversation where you can ask questions and listen to these amazing women talk about their careers and what they've done and the work they've done. So I hope you'll join me. I'll be there. So I'll be saying, is Columbus out there? And expecting to see some replies in the chat box.
absolutely. Well, we certainly know how to be present and how to represent. So I'm actually challenging my listeners, make sure that you go and enjoy this event. This will be an amazing conversation with some very impactful women. And Ms. Deborah, you guys are having two other events that I got to make sure that we get in here real quick. Another one is you're having an actual COVID-19 tele-town hall that will give some very particular and specific information that your members can engage in. Talk to us about that town hall, and what was the foundation behind it? What was the reasoning behind hosting that?
So, yes, it is absolutely to provide information on COVID-19 and information about the vaccine. So we're not telling you to take the vaccine, but we want to make sure that you have the information you need to make the decision for yourself. So we're going to bring some experts to the table. On Wednesday, March 31st at 2 p.m., our special guests are Dr. Georgina Peacock of the Department of Public Health and Abby Cox, who is the Assistant Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Human Services, Division of Aging Services, as well as we'll also have AARP advocacy person on board, Ms. Nancy Petra. So this is one of those conversations you don't want to miss. You want to make sure you have your pen and pads handy. Dial in early so you can be settled. And I'm going to give you the link, but as Teddy has said several times, I'm saying a lot of links, but all you have to do is go to aarp.org/GA, and everything we talked about today, you'll be able to get the details and information and go to these links. So that's the COVID-19 Teletown Hall on Wednesday, March 31st at 2 p.m.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And the last event that I wanted to talk about, and I just love the name of this, it's the Garrett Davis Infotainment series. Y'all caught that? Not information, not entertainment, but infotainment series. Now that sounds like a whole bunch of fun, a whole lot of fun with a whole lot of learning going on at the same time, Ms. Deborah. You got to break that one down for us too.
Let me tell you, yes, it is. We've been working with Garrett Davis for years, and he is a phenomenal playwright. So he takes that serious subject of Alzheimer's disease and care given for a loved one. And he puts that play together, and you can see yourself on that stage. And what we were doing these events in person, and in this virtual space, we are moving these plays to a virtual environment, having a dialogue about Alzheimer's disease and caring for a loved one. So we're going to be bringing you three plays. One is Forget Me Not, one is Mama's Girl, and one is called Daddy's Voice. And the first one is in April, and the focus is on Alzheimer's. There'll be information. You'll have all kind of resources available to you. You'll hear from experts on the subject. You will laugh and cry all at the same time. We're going to have a good time. You don't want to miss these. So make sure you visit www.aarp.org/GA. So we're talking about fun with purpose.
Fun with some purpose. That's all right. That is okay. And you know, Ms. Deborah, one thing that when I began to learn more about the AARP, one thing that I certainly appreciated the most was the fact that you guys, you don't just have your income generation come in and you keep it all amongst yourself. You actually try to engage other organizations to also do great work in the community and do things that will ultimately benefit your membership through partnerships, through other organizational partnerships. And something that you have that's on the table right now, that's available for folks to other organizations to participate in, is the Community Challenge Grant that is offered through AARP. Now, I tell you, we have some amazing grant writers here in Columbus, Georgia, and we have a lot of organizations that are always looking for funding to help with their local initiatives. So listen up, you guys. Listen to this very closely. We're about to talk about a currently open grant opportunity. Tell me about it, Ms. Deborah.
Yes, indeed. AARP does this every year. This is an opportunity you do not want to miss. And you're absolutely right, Teddy. We can't do this work alone. We partner with organizations. And this is called AARP's Community Challenge Grant. The application period is open right now, and it closes April 14th at midnight Eastern Time. So part of AARP's Livable Communities Initiative is this quick action grant. And we've been given them, they began in 2017. AARP has awarded more than $6 million through 560 grants. In the last 4 years, Georgia alone has received 11. That's 11 organizations in Georgia have received grants. And those grants have gone from to support housing initiatives, college campuses, school for the arts, just to name a few. I love one that was done in the Augusta area. It's a portable library.
Wow.
So have you ever seen the little places where you can go in a park and there's a box with books?
Wow.
So that you can take a book or share a book? Those kind of projects, AARP is supporting with the dollars. All you have to do is apply. So in 2020, AARP Community Challenge distributed more than 2.4 million among 184 grant winners. So I would love to be able to say in this grant period that we have some winners out of Columbus area and our surrounding areas. And to any of our listeners,
yes,
this grant opportunity is open to all.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Ms. Deborah, I take that as a personal challenge. So I'm definitely going to be reaching out to people I know said, hey, you need to go to the AARP website and you need to apply for this grant. Now, Ms. Deborah, you know, one thing I must say is that it's evident on this interview today that your passion and your love for the work that you do is there. You could not have such effective and personally connecting programming that we have in AARP Georgia if we did not have a leader that cared at the level in which you do. And sometimes, you know, those leaders like yourself worry me a little bit because I want you to take care of yourself too. I don't want you to lose too much rest. I don't want you to be worried about too much, but I know how a passionate heart leader works. I know the effort that they give. I know the energy that they place toward it. And Ms. Deborah, it shines with this interview. The last thing I want to leave you with and allow you the opportunity to talk about is, one, I want you to tell my listeners why you love this work so much. And then I want you to wrap it up with telling them how they can become a member of AARP and be a part of this amazing movement with you and the other 1.7 million people here in Georgia that are already engaged.
Well, you know, Teddy, I tell you, I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to come to work for AARP. I've been with AARP over 10 years, and I spent my professional career working in nonprofit management. I am so passionate about the work that we do, because we do make a difference. AARP is structured to provide information. It is to provide accurate information that helps you decide how you want to live your life and where you want to live your life. And so the fact that I can get on the air with partners like you and work with other community organizations and support their efforts and provide information and resources, it makes every day that I get up, makes me smile, makes me happy, and very thankful. So I appreciate this opportunity to talk to your listeners. And if you're interested in volunteering with the Georgia State Office or becoming a member, again, please just go to that website. Anything you could think of, you can just put in the search bar and find the answer to. And so we're going to give it to you one more time, aren't we, Teddy?
Yes, ma'am.
www.aarp.org/GA.
And Ms. Deborah, I don't, you know, I do have some senior listeners that will tell me all the time when I see them at the grocery store or at events or at the park. Now, you know, I don't know how to work that computer like that. Is there a telephone number that my precious listeners that I love to death, every last one of them, know I love them to death. Is there a number that they can call you on?
You was
going to
ask me for a phone number, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm gonna get you a number that you can call because
they need that number, Miss Deborah. You know, it's just, and I understand the challenge. Like my grandmother right now, I've been trying to upgrade her. My grandmother turned 87 last week. I've been trying to upgrade her to a touch screen phone, Miss Deborah. She will not have it. When that flip phone of hers go out, I have to go and go to the forest corner of this country to find her another flip phone because she will not deal with that touch screen phone. So I'm just trying to get a number here to go along with that website, and I'm gonna give you the website once again for those that are listening to us and you have your pen and pad out. That website is www.aarp.org/GA.
Now, Teddy, I'm so used to giving out the website. I'm working on getting the number here, but if I have a minute, I'm going to tell you something funny while I get the number.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
My mother is 95 years old, and she lives in Brooklyn, New York. And she has an iPhone. Don't mess with her and her phone.
Ooh, she's working an iPhone.
She calls me. She texts. She sends me pictures on that phone. And you know what she says? I just don't understand my friends her age. They don't have a phone. How are you going to get information from your grandchildren? The only way they communicate right now is on this phone.
Well, you know, she has a point. She has a point. And you know, and you know, FaceTiming and everything else, you know, especially when a lot of our young folks don't even have the time to actually come by and visit. They'll pick up the phone and they can FaceTime and go from there. And so, you know, that's a great thing. That's a very great thing. And I know that you're going to get that number for us real quick.
I got it right
now. You got it? Okay. All right.
For those who are ready, it's 470-261-2284. 470-261-2284. And when you call that number and say I'm interested in volunteering or getting more information, we'll make sure you're taken care of.
And can they dial that number for the membership as well?
So we do not do membership out of the state office, but if you call that number, we'll be able to direct you to how to do the membership.
Absolutely. Well, at a minimum, they'll be greeted with a smile and pointed in the right direction.
Yes, they will, without a doubt.
Well, Ms. Deborah, it's been an honor. Thank you so much for everything that you do. And you are a jewel and just an angel to the entire state of Georgia. And there are so many seniors here that are living a higher and better quality of life because of the work that you're doing. And we greatly appreciate you.
Thank you for having me today. Please stay safe and have a wonderful week ahead.
Yes, ma'am. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We just hosted Ms. Deborah Tyler Horton, who is the AARP Georgia State Director. And so she just gave us some wonderful information. I hope you guys got a chance to write all of that down. If not, we'll have this show uploaded soon on our website, on any of our station websites. You can go listen to the archive show and pull this information. We need to get this to our seniors. Get this to your grandparents. Get this to your aunties, your uncles, anyone approaching that senior age, because this is the organization they need to be affiliated with. They get so many benefits, so many things that come in the mail, and just great opportunities for them to honor them for their age. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I look forward to speaking with you next Sunday.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.